In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. RTD and Uber have a new partnership aimed at serving passengers with disabilities. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD's AccessoRide is a lifeline for people with disabilities in the Denver area, helping them get to doctor's appointments and make other trips around town. But every ride must be scheduled in advance. Now, RTD and Uber are testing out a small pilot project for on-demand accessible rides. Trips in wheelchair-ready vehicles can be booked through the Uber app for eligible customers. The test program will last through November. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A group of congressional Democrats is hoping to make progress on a gun safety measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Democratic Representative Diana DeGette is one of the main sponsors of a bill that would ban high-capacity gun magazines that could hold more than 10 rounds. These types of magazines have been used in several mass shootings in the U.S. DeGette says it's time for Congress to act on common-sense gun safety measures like this. But Congress has been unable to agree on, let alone pass, gun control measures, and states that have instituted such bans have seen the laws challenged in the courts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado festival is bringing poetry to virtual audiences. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Corazón de Trinidad Poetry Festival is gathering together poet laureates, writers, and students for live readings, workshops, and other events. The third annual festival will host virtual poetry readings, as well as discussions about poetry in schools and writing seminars. One open mic night will take place in person and will also be live streamed for attendees outside of Trinidad. The festival starts Thursday and will run through Saturday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Rain today for Metro Denver, rain and snow tonight. Right now in Boulder, it's 33 degrees, in Vail, 37. This is CPR News.